When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Get down. Jarrett Payton.
My dad kind of loved anything that I did. And I just, every year, I'm a competitor. I wanted to get better. I wanted to get better. I knew eventually I was going to have to try football.
The son of sweetness, Walter Payton, sports anchor for WGN, former running back great.
That's right. Jarrett Payton, one of my favorite teammates because he knew exactly what it was to be great. Jarrett Payton was solid as a running back for us at UM.
Jarrett Payton with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Ruthie Polinsky is in this morning for David, and it is always a delight to talk to our friend Jarrett Payton. And Jarrett, I was proud of you, buddy, when I heard Jonathan Vilma selling you hard during the game. I nearly called you. We should let everyone know you're joining us on the Aturo Hotline. You're all weather tire, aturo.com. Good morning, Jarrett. How you doing?
Hi, JP.
Hey, Mully and Ruthie, what's going on? What? Dave just taking a day off, man. You know, Ruthie's got to hold it down. I see you, girl. How you doing? How you guys doing? I should ask.
Better now that we're talking to you. But yeah, this weekend was rough.
That was so awful. I mean, that was you know, we argued about it. Was that the worst loss of the season, or was it the New England game because you expected different? That was. I know a lot of people thought the new coach bump was going to work, but
yes,
it's a really good team with really good coaching. That was a lopsided coaching matchup, frankly.
Yeah, I'm going to say the best part about Sunday was Jonathan Vilma giving me props, man.
Yeah, I was like,
you know, I was the whole entire time. My wife is always, she's always doing something around the house, like always moving. So it's rare that she sits down and we're sitting watching football together. And she walked in about 2 minutes before he said that. And she was just like, wow, like that's your boy talking about you. I'm like, yeah, this is pretty cool. But yeah, I'm going to tell you something. It first half was pretty embarrassing. I mean, I want to say this to the fans out there because, you know, whether I'm on these airwaves or I'm on WGN every single night on GN Sports, You know, I believed in it too. Like I was believing and not, I believed in a little bit. I think I was just maybe doing the coach speech a little bit, but in my heart, I knew that there were bigger issues. And that's what that's how I felt watching that game, is that as much as I was very upset, you know, on Thanksgiving about what happened and was upset with Matt Eberflus, Matt Eberflus being fired was just a big problem, but it was just a part of the problem.
Right.
There's something that's deeper. And I want to say sorry to the fans, because I was the one that was like, oh, now everything's going to be better. And deep down in my heart, I knew that it wasn't all going to be fixed and there was going to be some more issues. And we saw it linger into that Sunday game, and a team that in some ways looked a little bit unprepared for the moment. And that coach bump did not help, but I knew that there was going to be issues there as well. And I think for me, it was listening to Olin throughout the week, just about how tough it was, and brought it back. I think he was talking to Spiegs and Lawrence just about, you know, you think about Kyle Shanahan, and you kind of forget, even though that team was banged up and they don't have, they're on their 17th running back. And then you got Pro Bowlers hurt on the defensive side. You're a Pro Bowler Hall of Famer on your offensive line, like all these things, but you forget about how good Kyle Shanahan is at calling plays, if not the best in the league. And and for a team that probably should have been down for how bad they've been losing over, you know, the last two games, they were energized. Right. They were licking their chops like, yo, we're playing the Bears. It's time for us to get back up again. And that's what hurts the most, because both teams came into the game needing to find a way to like get back on track, a bounce back. And that wasn't the case for the Bears. And offensively, you guys, the slow starts, there's no way. The Bears have to find ways to get things going early, because they are not a team that can play from behind. They have to, if they're going to have a chance to win, they got to get a lead. And I think just the game plan early on, I was on Twitter just really, you know, posting about, they didn't run the football enough early on and commit to the run. And to me, that's what's been the issue. The games where you see Caleb having fun is taking a little bit of that pressure off of him. And that wasn't the case on Sunday.
JP, I think we all were sort of romanticizing this idea of Thomas Brown coming in. And you know what? Everyone's like, where is this interim bump? You know, where is this narrative coming from? Well, you're seeing it in New Orleans.
Yeah.
That what Darren Rizzi is doing there, I think, is absolutely spectacular. And so I think you're seeing evidence of why people were getting excited about Thomas Brown coming in. Obviously, someone that's very likable and easy to root for. Did Sunday's game for you change how you feel about his potential as a candidate for the job? And if, you know, moving forward in these final four games, is there a way for him to kind of bounce back and show that he deserves to have the potential to run maybe this team or any team?
Yeah, Ruthie, it hasn't changed a lot. I'm a big, huge Thomas Brown fan. I want him to be successful. I want him to succeed. I'm giving him all the opportunity, as I hope that this organization is. But I also know that it's never easy. And all the change that he's had throughout the last month, it's been a lot. And I think I question how tough it was going to be for him to call the game down on field level. And I think one thing that jumps out to me is that I, as much as I wanted the change with Matt Eberflus, because I felt like it was time, I just felt like it ran its course, I also was very, very hesitant of moving Thomas Brown off of being the offensive coordinator because of the success that we were seeing from Caleb Williams. And that's where my mindset has been this whole entire time after, you know, down the stretch of this season is Caleb progressing in the right direction? Is he taking a step in the right direction? Or I don't want to see the regression. And I knew that was going to be hard. And I knew it was going to be tough because there's so much on his plate going into, you know, this past week, that it was going to be hard. If it's here or it's somewhere else, I think that's why I'm rooting for Thomas Brown, to give an opportunity. It's like being a player. I was one of those guys that was trying to find his way onto, you know, a roster in Tennessee, whether it was on practice squad my first year and then going to NFL Europe, had to ball out over there to get an opportunity to play 14 games with the Titans. And like, you put your tape on film, so then there's other teams that give you a call and want to bring you in. And I think that's the same way that I'm hoping for Thomas Brown, is that he can get things back on track a little bit as the season winds down. And whether it's here or somewhere else, then he gets that opportunity because he deserves it. And he's hard not to root for. But it hasn't changed. Nothing's really changed. I'm riding out to the end of the season. He's the guy in charge, and let's just see what he can do.
Well said. You know, Jared, I think that for me, I when came time to make our picks, I just felt like I'm getting suckered here. I'm getting suckered. I got to go with the Niners because of the coaching matchup. Like, what am I thinking here?
Right.
And like, you don't get better. Like, say what you want about Matt Eberflus, the time management, the end of the games, all those horrible losses. But the guy was a good defensive coordinator. And the difference in that game was that the Bears, who used to stop teams for field goals, couldn't stop anyone in the red zone. And I mean, that was a Niners team that had lost three straight games, and they had managed just seven explosive plays, 20 or more yards. They had like nine in that game. And it was like, oh boy, they're back and there's no snow and the quarterback can throw and George Kittle is going to put up like a season. And it was just like, you got an elite play caller there, man. That guy is an excellent offensive play caller. And I think that you know, you were just kind of kicking yourself for buying in to a story that wasn't true.
Well, we were hearing it. I think for all of us is we analyze during the week now. I feel like this year has been that year where it's all about, from the beginning of the year, all of the press conferences. Like, we do it because on TV, we're always looking for sound bites to be able to play on TV. So we're going through and combing through. It's like, that is what we're waiting for every single week. And it's not the product on the football field. It's more of what we're hearing from the players. And I think we all kind of bought in because it sounded like, well, Luce is gone. Everybody's happy. And they're going to get this thing back on track. And like I said before, I just feel like there's just some deeper issues here that this team has to figure out and inside that locker room, and who are the true leaders.
Yep.
You know, we hear so much from these guys on a week to week basis. And I always come back to that they all have their own radio shows and spots and this and that. But when it comes down to it, the one thing that really jumps out to me is, man, there are some good football players on this team. You can go down the name down the line, like DJ Moore and Keenan Allen and all these guys. But a lot of these guys haven't won in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So they don't know how to, like, what I know they know what it takes. They go out there and they're unbelievable competitors, but like, don't come from, if you're from another organization, DJ came from Carolina, like, They ain't win nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So who on this roster has that to be able to pick everybody up and know what it takes to be able to win, especially in the NFL? It is tough. I wasn't on a team like that in the NFL when I was with Tennessee, so I saw it. But I came from one in college that was almost like a pro team, and I saw what it took to win every single game, where guys were the leaders like Ed Reed and Jonathan Vilma and DJ Williams, like these dudes that, like, Reggie Wayne, Santana Moss, these guys knew, like, it was all about winning. They knew how to win. And so for a guy coming in, it was like, okay, that's the standard. This is the standard. This is how I have to prepare myself every single day. And for us, it was less talking and more action on the football field. We spoke on the football field. And I know this is a new day and age because of social media. There wasn't that back in 2000, 2001. But sometimes I feel like you might have to step back a little bit of less talking, more action on the field. But I don't know who those winners are and who's everybody following inside of that locker room. That's the question that I have. There's leaders in there, don't get me wrong, leaders, but
Which many one of those chefs. Leaders have,
yeah, who's won? Yeah. Like who are winners? Yeah. And that's hard. That's a tough deal.
I suggested that they have everybody put their uniform on. They call up the captains one at a time and just tear the C off their jersey. And just get rid of the captains and maybe have two guys be captain. You don't need eight guys.
I always say this. If you have eight captains, do you really have one?
That's exactly right.
If you have two quarterbacks, Ruby. Do you really have one?
That's right.
And I think that's sort of what you're talking about, JP, and how just learning how to win, like who's setting that example.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I think of Tremaine Edmonds, like you kind of want him to be that guy, right? Like his experience, but...
He's got to start playing better. It's tough. He's not playing well enough.
It is. It's hard. You can't only be a winner. You have to produce on the football field as well for people to buy in. When you have like superstars, and they can lead by example, but you got to have someone to be able to speak up that everybody follows. Like this is the guy. This is the standard right here. I don't know who that
Olin
is.
Guys like that were good captains.
Yeah, you need guys like Olin. Like you need that. And so when we were talking about bringing in Ryan Poles, talked about bringing in leaders and veterans. Yeah, I'm all for that. And it looked good early on. But when you go through times like this team is going through right now, it is. Who's going to grab it by the horns and say, let's go? I don't know who that person actually is.
I think also with Thomas Brown, having come from the Rams, seeing what it takes to win there, that's part of our romanticizing the situation, right? That's why we want this to succeed, because maybe he's someone that knows, this is how we win. This is how we practice. This is how we operate. But I just think it's too late for him to jump in at this point in the season and just try and figure it out.
Ruthie, you are so right. I feel like I did not think about that because of he doesn't have enough time to he's trying to establish being a head coach. He's new at it. He's been around it and seen it, but now it's his job. It's his job now to be able to not be in those meetings. Like normally he was in those meetings with the offense. Now he's got so much more to balance, and there's such a short period of time, 5 games. As a job interview,
right?
Like that right there is so tough. And I think the reason why we were all like, please just let's see if we can get this thing back on track. And I don't know. I don't know how this all plays itself out moving forward. And I think about the coaching names that everybody's been throwing out there. It all sounds good. But there are, I keep going back to the timeline here with the president, the GM, and the new head coach. And that to me is, if I'm a head coach, especially a strong-minded head coach, and I want to take this job, which I think is would be a great job, especially, I think, mostly because you look at the quarterback situation, a young quarterback on a rookie deal that has some promise. But you also, how does that guy going in on that interview feel about Ryan Poles and his situation and how strong it is when it comes to kind of the hierarchy here in Chicago? It would concern me a little bit.
Well,
and I don't know how that plays itself out. Do you want to take a job with a GM that you don't know what his true tenure is going to be, like how much longer he could be here? I don't know.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I think whoever takes this job takes it with the idea that the GM is now working for him, that he's come in and he's going to run the team and he's going to need his players and go do this and go do that. I don't think it's
taking all the power away from the GM.
But Molly, when's the last time they hired a coach like that?
Well, that's part of the problem.
So that's where I don't.
But that's what Vrabel would do. And I'm just saying, a lot of people talk about a guy like that. That's fine. But he's going to come in here and tell people what he wants. I don't know. I mean, Ben Johnson claims he's interviewing teams. They're not interviewing him. Okay.
But with Ben Johnson, I love the fact of being an offensive-minded guy, and I think that's where everybody hopes. But he's never been a head coach before.
We don't know how he is in front of the room. Right.
And my last thing is that Vrabel, that he's a strong-minded guy. You bring him in, but now you do start having success with an offensive coordinator, and next thing you know, he's going to be looking. They'll be calling his name for head jobs. Now you got Caleb kind of learning a new offense.
Yeah.
So this is going to be Kevin Warren and Ryan Poles have to figure this thing out. If that's the case, they got to figure out and get it right, because either way, you want someone that's going to get the best out of Caleb Williams. But what we've seen in previous years is that you hire guys that haven't had head coaching experience and it hasn't worked out.
No, and you don't trust the people making the hire, and that's the sad reality. Great stuff, Jared. Thanks a ton, buddy.
Thanks, Jared.
All right. Bye, Molly. Bye, Ruthie.
Bye.
Why do I get a bye, Molly? Bye, Ruthie. Like, how come you're sing song and I'm Molly?
It's just, it's just sort of my brand.
I'm not as charming as I thought I was.
It's not that, Molly. I think it's just I'm a little over the top with the energy sometimes.
That's what we love. All right. We'll be right back. It's Molly and Haw with Ruthie, or dare I say, with Ruthie Belinsky on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.